Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 21st of November. South Korea's early trade data for November showed stronger exports with a 5.8% year-on-year rate of growth. It seems to be ships and chips that are behind the export data. Neither of these categories are necessarily indicative of global consumer demand. One might suggest that the sale of shipping reflects underlying consumer demand, but that rather supposes that the shipping industry has a good track record of forecasting future consumption. That's not necessarily true. Chip sales have recently been skewed towards investment spending. UK public sector finance data is worth a glance. Over the last 4 years, government finances have tended to be better than forecast, as tax revenues are higher than predicted. The statistics that power prediction models are missing a lot of economic activity. The tax authorities will always tend to track people down, in contrast. Recent reports that the UK's labour force participation rate is around 1 million people higher than the official data has suggested is a good example of this. But public finances will undoubtedly get a certain amount of attention in the wake of the recent government budget. From the United States, there is the Philly Fed Business Sentiment Poll. Should this data be trusted? Consumer sentiment polls have become deeply politically polarised, and the headline evidence has been distorted by that. People also have negative views on the overall economy, even when their own experience of the economy is more positive. The thing is, the people who fill in consumer sentiment polls are exactly the same people who fill in business sentiment polls, and those same biases are at risk of showing up. Certainly, in the United States and elsewhere, business sentiment numbers have tended to be too pessimistic on economic activity relative to reality in the recent past. You cannot move today without tripping over an ECB official rushing in the direction of the spotlight of publicity. There are no less than 13 separate ECB speaking events today. Do we need this much information? We do not. Will markets react to any of these speeches? Almost certainly not. In addition to this cacophony of ECB noise, we also have the Bank of England's man scheduled to be hawkish and 4 separate Federal Reserve speakers. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.